We're celebrating Charles Mix County 4-H Achievement Days in Lake Andes. I'm J.P. Skelly, KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490, visiting with J.C. Dvorak of the Community Hard Workers. J.C., it's always a pleasure to see you. And once again, Achievement Days, and you're always busy. So what are you showing this year?
I'm showing a Hereford steer this year.
And what else?
Photography, including animals like cats and like cows, and then I have some pictures of water, babies, and people.
Sounds like quite a variety, to say the least. Well, let's talk about your Hereford steer. How long have you been working with it to get ready for Achievement Days?
Well, me and my sister have been working since May, and we've been to a lot of shows.
How do you select which steer you're going to show?
Which of the best is in our herd, and what one we like the best in the looks.
So what are some of the things that you do to get ready for the show ring?
We wash them every day, and then we spend time with them so they can get used to us and people.
And when you get into the ring, what are the judges looking for in your steer?
They're looking for the quality of, like, which one they like to have, like, meat come out of for steers. And if they're, heifers, they're going to look for what one's going to be their best cow and which one they like the best.
What's the most challenging part of showing a steer?
Saying goodbye to them when they have to go to the locker.
Let's move on to your photography project. So many things. Where do you find the time to do photography?
Whenever I have a night that's open and I spend time with someone, and they go out with me and take random pictures because I can't drive yet.
And what type of camera do you use?
I use my sister's, and I use someone else's. That she has a Corona photography place. I use her camera.
So some of the things that you've been photographing this year, people, water, geese, plants, and cats and barns. What's your favorite object to photograph?
People.
Why people?
They're just so energetic, and they're just easier.
And what's the most challenging thing for you to photograph?
Action pictures, because getting the right timing is very hard.
What is your favorite picture that you're entering this year?
Probably the barns picture, but maybe my cousin's baby.
And where did you photograph the barn?
We were driving around and we saw some cool barns. Take pictures of.
Well, you know, that's something that you've got a lot of here in the area, plenty of barns as such. You also mentioned that you took pictures of water. Is this a body of water or just water in general?
It was at the dam in Pickstown.
And what made you decide to photograph that?
Well, I needed some action pictures, and I was like, I kind of wanted to get the dam picture. And then we just drove down there because it's not that far from our house.
And so you were down on the tail race in that area in front of the dam?
Yes.
You've done photography this year, Hereford steer. Are there any other projects that you'd like to try in the future, J.C.?
Next year I'll probably do woodworking because I'm in shop class next year.
Good place to get some practice, no doubt. Now, J.C., if someone were to ask you about your 4-H experience, wanting to know why they should join 4-H, what would you tell them?
You meet a lot of people and you do a lot of things, and it's good for your community. If you get to, like, teach the people about your community and what's good about it, and you can make it better.
Is there anything else you'd like to tell us about 4-H Achievement Days here in Charles Mix County?
Come down and get some good food Thursday at 5 or 6.
J.C. Dvorak with the Community Hard Workers 4-H Club. Thanks for visiting with us, and of course, we wish you always the best of luck.
Thank you.
And that's J.C. Dvorak here at Charles Mix County 4-H Achievement Days in Lake Andes. J.P. Skelly, KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490.